This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Both sides in the battle for eastern Ukraine's Bakhmut report fierce fighting Monday as the months-long battle for control of the area raged on. Ukraine's military said it was using artillery tanks and other weapons to repel Russian attempts to capture the city. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has more on the fighting in the eastern region.
Ukraine's forces are feeling the pressure. A Ukrainian paratrooper, identified only as Mikhail, told the Associated Press.
It's hard to defend the Bakhmut stronghold because a lot of enemy forces are concentrated here. And also, the weather is not allowing us to use vehicles. It's too muddy.
Despite the challenges, the soldiers cannot afford to lose focus, added a commander with the 44th Brigade with the call sign Gray. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The Reuters news agency, citing sources close to the situation, report Chinese President Xi Jinping is planning to travel to Russia to meet with his counterpart, Vladimir Putin, as early as next week, which would be sooner than previously expected. Plans for a visit come as China has been offering to broker peace in Ukraine, an effort that's been met with skepticism in the West, given China's diplomatic support for Russia. Russia's TASS news agency reported January 30th that Putin had invited Xi to visit in the spring. The Wall Street Journal reported last month that a visit to Moscow could take place in early April or early May. China's foreign ministry did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the possibility of Xi traveling to Moscow, and the Kremlin declined to comment. No other details were immediately available. Police in Moldova say they foiled a plot by groups of Russian-backed actors who were trained to cause mass unrest during a protest against the country's pro-Western government over the weekend. This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department says the government will work to help depositors after the collapse of a Silicon Valley bank and the New York-based Signature Bank. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
President Biden says he will speak about the bank situation this morning. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is trying to reassure Americans there won't be a domino effect after the failure of Silicon Valley Bank, saying the American banking system is safe and well-funded. Regulators announced Sunday that New York-based Signature Bank, with more than $110 million in assets, had also failed and was being seized. Regulators say depositors with both banks will be able to access their money today, including those whose holdings exceed the $250,000 insurance limit. The Fed also announced an emergency lending program that will allow banks that need to raise cash to borrow that money from the central bank. Another beleaguered institution, First Republic Bank, announced it had shored up its financial health with funding from the Fed and J.P. Morgan Chase. Meanwhile, the Bank of England and the U.K. Treasury worked through the weekend to find a buyer for the U.K. subsidiary of Silicon Valley Bank, announcing the private sale to HSBC for £1. Jennifer King, Washington.
The South Korean and U.S. militaries have begun their biggest joint exercises in years. In an apparent protest, North Korea said it has conducted submarine-launched cruise missile tests. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The launches signal North Korea likely will conduct more weapons testing during the U.S.-South Korean drills that are to run for 11 days. Last week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered his troops to be ready to repel its rivals' frantic war preparation moves. The South Korean-U.S. drills include a computer simulation and several combined field training exercises. The allies had scaled back such drills in past years to make room for diplomacy and because of the pandemic. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
As a major storm system known as an atmospheric river exits the western U.S. state of California, a new storm appears to be moving into the beleaguered region battered by winter storms and wet weather. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Miserable weather continued across huge swaths of California on Sunday. Paul Abrams, who lives in a mobile home park in Morro Bay, tells KSBY that Sunday's flooding wasn't as bad as before.
It only got up to, you know, maybe 8 inches where I'm at now. Last time it was up maybe 16. However, the people on the side of the creek really got hit hard.
But the National Weather Service says the next weather system could exacerbate severe flooding that's already overwhelmed the area, prompting a levee failure and widespread evacuations Saturday near California's central coast. I'm Donna Warder.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.